Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Good evening, Kadir.
You're right, I'll be somewhere special too soon.
Okay.
Not tomorrow, but on Saturday.
Okay.
I'll be in the capital working.
Okay.
For security, doing security at the wedding.
Right, the wedding isn't in the capital, mate, so that's unfortunate.
London. It's in London.
No, the wedding isn't in London, mate.
Well, there might be a wedding in London, but it's not the wedding.
Yeah, you've been sold a pup.
Where is the wedding?
Well, if you're doing security for it, then you should know.
I know, because I have to go to a car park in Smethwick, and then they drive us down.
You're going to a car park where?
In Smethwick.
Smethwick. Yeah, yeah. The royal wedding isn't in London, but it's so top secret that I cannot tell you.
Right.
So good luck with that. I hope you have a great day.
Cheers, pal.
No worries, Kadir.
I'm actually a little bit worried about who he's meeting in a car park in Smethwick.
Is he the only person in this godforsaken country that doesn't know where the royal wedding is taking place?
Him and the bride's father.
That was strange, wasn't it? That was very strange.
What we've come to expect.
It is what we've come to expect, really. Well, there you go. That's a sixth of the show down. That's a bad sign. If I'm already counting the percentages.
Good evening.
Good evening, Simon.
I'm afraid I might be up for the award for the most boring call of the evening.
Wow, we've had a guy talking about how he brushes his teeth. So you've really got to be going some to beat that.
I think I'm probably going to be honest.
Okay.
Everywhere I look at the moment is, including on your advert breaks, is stuff about something about the 25th and GPD compliance, blah, blah, data protection.
Yes, everyone's been getting emails from every website they've ever signed up to in their life, yes, and sending them straight into the trash, yes.
Right. What is it all about? Because, like, I run a taxi and I've been told I need to be GPD compliant and everything. What exactly is that I'm supposed to do? Does anybody know?
Well, I don't know. Why are you asking us and not, I don't know, Google? It's an EU thing, isn't it? And isn't it to do with just like data protection and storing people's information that you get from emails and stuff?
Yeah, but there doesn't seem to be any info. Like, your advert says to look at a particular website. Well, I've been to that website.
Right.
And it's about as informative as custard.
Okay.
It doesn't actually really tell you what you've got, you know. It doesn't say, you know, we're doing this and you've got to do that. So I thought, well, best person to ask, because if you don't know, then I'm sure someone listening does.
Oh, hang on a minute. We've actually got someone on the line who might be able to help. Nigel!
Oh, hello, Ian.
Did you hear Simon's question there?
I wasn't actually listening.
Simon,
I was getting my record player.
Okay. Simon, could you ask Nigel? Maybe Nigel knows.
Hi, yes, Nigel.
Far away.
Hello, Nigel.
Hello.
Nigel, do you know anything about this GPD compliance nonsense that's happening on the 25th that we've got to do? Yeah.
No, I know nothing about it at all. I'm sorry, I don't listen to the news very much.
Okay, right, hang on a second. All right, hang on. Let's try this. Angela?
Yes, love. Yes.
Did you hear Simon's question?
Just about, yes.
Right, can you answer it?
No, but do you want me to... what does it mean? Can you give me some more details?
That was his question.
For you. Eh?
That was his question.
Was his question? No, I don't know. No, I don't.
Okay,
don't know.
Okay. It looks like you're. If I were you, Simon.
Yeah.
I would do what I do in these situations.
Yeah.
I'd ignore it and hope it goes away.
Well, I'm quite good at that.
Yeah, that's the way forward.
But isn't it funny that you've asked two random people now and they don't know either?
Yeah, and two heavyweight intellectuals as well, Nigel and Angela.
Meanwhile, I've read a couple of books and I found it on Wikipedia. There's a really lengthy entry explaining everything.
I don't think I can handle a lengthy entry. Sorry. But maybe I'll give it a go.
Thank you very much, Simon. There
I think
we go.
He's more than man enough for that.
Let's go to Angela. Good evening, Angela.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening,
Angela. Good evening,
welcome.
Ian and Catherine.
Good evening, Angela. Good evening, Catherine. Good evening, Sam.
Everybody.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
I was ringing to know about the bed changing and stuff.
Yes.
I do change it regularly because of my skin, because I've got a bit of, I did have a bit of scarlet fever. By my side. and the cream I use, it makes most of the bed, don't it?
You've cleaned what, your ears?
No, it's my skin. I got cream especially for my skin. You know, special cream.
I do know special cream, yes.
Yeah, it's for my skin. I had a bit of scarlet fever.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and so your bed is a pit?
Not a pit. I just change it a few times a day so it doesn't get up, you know.
A few times a day?
A few times a day?
Yeah. Yeah.
You change the sheets a few times a day?
Yeah, because I didn't want it to get any worse than it, you know, because I've got all...
do you take them off and then wash them?
Yeah.
What temperature do you wash your sheets at?
60.
You should do a 90. Got to do sheets. Sheets and towels should be at 90. Got to be a boil wash.
I normally do. I'm just a bit distressed about it.
It's got to be a boil wash.
If you're changing your sheets that often, Angela, I'd be tempted to get one of them paper rolls like they use at the doctor's.
Yeah.
Just whack that down and rip it off when you finish.
That's a good idea. But I'm nearly over the worst now anyway. It's clearing up now.
But so you are changing your sheets a few times a day. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. Wowzers.
But I'll be back to normal next week because my skin's actually cleared up near enough.
Yeah.
But I've been really quite poorly with it. I've been sleeping a lot as well with it.
So what? I don't even know what scarlet fever is.
It can be a mixture of all sorts, and it was really angry. And I went to the doctors. It was all out my side, all around my side. And he said, "I haven't seen that on you before." He said,
"Oh, no. let me give you some special cream."
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard a cat in the background.
In your background or my background?
Your background.
You've heard cats here before, haven't you? I'm having déjà vu.
Yeah, I did hear a cat. Yeah, cat.
Have you phoned up and heard a cat before?
Yeah, this cat's bothering me. You know, tell you what, I keep seeing that cat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But anyway, I'm getting there.
Good for you. Well, I'm glad you're getting better. It sounds absolutely bloody awful. How do you get scarlet fever?
I think it's because it's on the increase, because it was on Facebook. It was on the increase.
You got it from Facebook?
No, not from Facebook, but it was all about it on Facebook.
You know, I reckon one day we'll be able to get... You know you get viruses on computers, right?
Yeah.
I reckon you'll be able to catch a human virus on a computer one day, that you'll open up like an email, and then you'll have the flu or something like that. I think that's going to happen. I think it's going to happen, Angela. Yeah, I think it's going to happen. All right, Angela, thanks very much.
No worries. Have a nice night, won't you, mate?
Bye-bye. Mate, she changes her sheets several times a day. That's at least three times. I make out with her, it's five. That's a lot, man. But there is nothing better than getting into a clean bed. There's nothing better.
Bliss.
There's nothing better.
It's been such a long time. I better sort that out.
Right, time Robert Smith out for talking about the royal wedding.
Insubordination.
Again. Being rude. He's calling it boring now. He gets really annoyed when he gets... Why did I get timed out? You guys need to introduce rules here.
There's a rule.
Nigel!
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Nigel.
First of all, I want to wish James Whale all the best. About Melinda and that.
Yep.
So
very sad.
Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, very sad.
I didn't like to talk to James. I didn't really know what to say. There's no words to say, is there, really?
Well, no, here's the thing. I've had a couple of texts with James, and I was going to give him a call today, and I didn't, so I might give him a little call tomorrow.
I've just put something on Twitter for him.
Well, okay, but if you here's the thing. People don't... No one knows what to say when someone very close to someone dies. But you can just say, I'm thinking of you, I'm wishing you well, I hope you're okay. You know, so that all that stuff helps. And if it's appropriate, if you're with someone, sometimes a hand on a shoulder or a little touch of the elbow, if it's appropriate, you know, all these... I don't know James that well.
It's difficult to know what to say, isn't it?
Well, it is... But I don't know James very well at all. But last week when Melinda was particularly ill, I sent him a little text saying, I'm thinking of you, big man, if we can help in any way. And when I heard that she'd passed, I sent him another text saying, I'm really sorry. You know, again, if I can do anything, give us a call. And he replied, thanks. And that's it. Just, you know, people like to know that you're thinking of them.
Right, because I've known James so long, it's worse for me even. I felt awful.
Hang on. I think it's probably worse for him.
No, I mean it really hurt me to hear it because I've known James a long time.
But again, I think it's probably worse for him. Anyway,
of course it is.
Moving on.
I felt very sorry.
Moving on.
Yeah, are you looking forward to the royal wedding?
I'm working on the day of the royal wedding.
Yes, and are you a big fan of the royals?
I'm going to kill them.
It's going to cost an absolute fortune to do this wedding, isn't it?
I'm paying for it all.
Don't be silly. Anyway, can I do a song?
That was a nice nice bit of wedding chat there, Cass.
It was completely rolled over the assassination.
Nice bit of wedding chat there.
I hope they don't have any trouble with the bombs or anything, you know.
Is that what you're going to write in their wedding card?
I don't want them to be blown up.
Oh, God! Nigel! Even by your standards, that's incredible. Well, can I just say, on behalf of everyone...
Out with such funny things like me.
That's not funny. On behalf of everybody here at Talk Radio, I think we all wish that they don't have any trouble with the bombs on Saturday.
Of course not. There'd be a lot of security.
Man.
Well,
they've got Kadir working for them about 30 miles away, so they should be all right.
Yeah. It's on the box, isn't it?
What?
Anyway.
It's on the box.
Do one of your songs.
Do you like a song?
Yes, please.
I've got a love song, which is Calm Things Down a bit. It's one off my CD.
Of course it is.
I've got some good news. I'm signing up to someone to get my stuff on iTunes, like you put my stuff on iTunes.
Brilliant.
I get half the money and you get some of it because he's helping me.
Good, brilliant.
I won't say who it is because it's private.
But Richard Branson?
This is a guy that works with film people as well, like movie stars and stuff. Quite a big wealth. Known person.
Yeah, it's not, but okay.
It is, but I'm not.
It's not, but okay. Okay.
I mean, he's done quite a lot of things, so I've been told by his friends.
Yeah, no, he hasn't. It's a fake. But anyway, let's hear.
Don't give him any money, Nigel.
As long as they go onto site, as long as he puts them onto iTunes,
Nigel,
that's the main thing.
Nigel.
Yes.
You're not giving him any money, are you?
No, he doesn't want any money. It's free. If he gets some of the money from the sellings, it's free.
Brilliant. Okay.
If he does, it's free.
If I get all the money, he would get. He would want more money if I what? You know, do you understand what I mean?
No. How much are you paying him?
No, he doesn't. He does it free if he gets some of the money of my money.
Okay, he's
the
taking
record.
A percentage. Fine. Yeah. Do you know what? I don't care.
It doesn't really matter.
You're an adult.
I get them on
all right.
iTunes. I don't care.
You've got 2 minutes now, so let's hear your song.
Here we go. Here we go.
Good luck with the bombs and all that.
Love, Nigel.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me
Mr. Remix.
Robo Nige.
Oh, but here for the moment, I can hold you back.
And Toby says, what an incredible backing band he has with him tonight. Archie says, I don't think the bombers will bother now. Nigel's rumbled them. Hey, Nigel, we do a feature, right?
Yes.
Called Yes Word or S Word, okay?
Yes.
And the S Word is S-H-1-T. Mm. And what we do is we play a song and people phone up during the song and they say, yes, it's going to be a hit or no, it's a piece of Right. Would you like to do a song for us for that?
Flexibility
is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The song.
Well, what we can do is we could do it after midnight if you fancy. When we come back after.
Yeah, but I can't. It's the neighbours. I don't want to. Well, I have to be quiet because of the neighbours.
You
but
can, you can do it quietly.
But you just.
Yeah. What do you want? No, I can't really. I can't really sing live, but I can put another recording.
We could put another recording on. Should we do that after midnight?
Yes, I've got something on the other. Does it have to be a song then?
It's got to be you singing.
And it can't be an organ. Like someone me playing the organ or anything.
Do you know what? It could be that actually. Yeah,
an organ tune.
It could be whatever. You go away and find something. We'll come back up.
I'll leave it. I'll look through here. I might have another song on here.
Nigel, stay there. Stay there. We'll come to you in a bit. We'll be playing Yes Word or S Word with Nigel. You know how it works. I'll explain it in case you don't after the news. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boys.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
344-499-1000 is the telephone number. It's midnight and it's a feature. After 15 years of working on radio, I finally come up with a feature that I'm happy to do more than once. Yes Word or S Word. And normally people send us in songs that they've recorded themselves, little demos or... you know, full-blown things, full-blown productions, and we play it on the radio. And you, dear listener, get to decide whether it is the yes word, as in yes, I think it's good, or the S word, as in I think it's a piece of SH1T. You phone in while the song is playing, and we take the calls straight to air. So get dialing, get ready. 0344 499 1000. Tonight's entrant is Nigel from Maidstone. Good evening, Nigel.
Hi, Ian. Is anyone else doing it as well?
But no, we only do one song a night.
Oh, I see.
So we've had other. If you, you know, so I know
somebody
you,
else might do tomorrow night.
That's
then.
Correct. Yes. Okay. So
have to tune in on the laptop.
You won't. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nigel. For those who've never heard you before, tell us a little bit about your musical taste and your background.
Well, I've been singing a long time, probably since I was 11.
Yeah.
And so it's quite a long time to be singing. Yeah. About 40 years. 40 years. So I sing sort of a bit of everything. I like pop, jazz, a bit. I sing anything really, classical. But I was mainly a drummer years ago,
okay.
Professional drummer.
And what?
But I did used to sing and play the drums at the same time, which is quite handy.
Okay.
And
what is the piece you're going to play for us this evening?
The song I'm going to sing tonight, Matthew, is.
No, I like that. I like that, yes.
Tonight, Stars in Your Eyes, is going to be Misty.
Okay. Well, let's take it away, Nigel.
Yeah, this is Misty. I hope you enjoy it, everybody.
We'll find out. 0344 499 1000. Call in while Nigel's playing this. The S word or the S word. Simon, is this the S word or the S word?
But I would say it's the S word is thing I've ever heard.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
I can understand. I get misty. Just holding your hand.
Line three, is this the S word or the S word?
Oh, Ian, it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. Yes, yes,
yes. Thank you. 0344 499 1000.
Begin to play. Or it might be the sound.
Line four, yes word or S word?
Yes, it is best ever.
Thank you very much indeed, caller.
I get misty the moment you're near.
Line five, yes word or S word?
Yes word.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Oh, I love him.
There we go. All right, let's go to line five. Five, S word or yes word?
Oh, I'm getting very misty listening to this. It's a yes word.
Where are you getting misty, madam?
Around my private areas.
On my own. 0344 499 1000. Line six, yes word or S word?
Yes word, I love it.
Oh wow, okay.
Never knowing my right foot from my left.
Line seven, yes word or S word? Wow, there's no need for that kind of language.
You can say.
Line eight, yes word or S word?
I'll give it five.
Out of what? No, he's gone. Okay, fair enough. Line nine, yes word or S word? Yes word or S word, line nine?
S word for Greg Smith.
Okay, Greg Smith here. Getting a big shout out there. Greg Smith. Line 10, yes word or S word?
It's like a steaming log that won't go down the toilet. He plays it there many times, the song. It's all the time the same song, Misty. It's the S.
Thank you very much. Let's go to line 10, yes word or S word?
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. Is it the yes word or the S word?
Yes word.
Thank you. And line 11, yes word or S word?
Come on, Nigel. Yeah.
I get misty
Line 12, yes word or S word?
Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you. Line 13, yes word or S word?
It's a yes, a big, massive yes. I'm actually moved to tears.
Hey!
Hey!
Nigel!
Yes, I recognise that voice.
Oh, that was the most successful one we've ever had.
Oh, thank you.
People loved it. It was 95% yes.
Oh, lovely. But I didn't know when to stop.
Well, you did, Nigel, you did brilliantly. You're in the lead so far.
Oh, thank you. So nobody didn't like it then?
Well, yeah, a couple of people thought it was S-H-1-T. But,
old-fashioned, probably.
Well, but,
no.
But no, they thought it was shit. But most...
It was about as good as I could do, really.
You got one old... We had one old woman who was getting horny.
Mm.
Yep. Okay, well, thanks for that, Nigel.
Thank you for
There we go.
I'm going to send that to social media.
Wowzers.
They can chew on that.
Wowzers. That really was spectacular, wasn't it? That was absolutely spectacular. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're very welcome. Yes word or S word is has finished. So now it's telephone calls. Have you got a murder for tonight?
I can get you a murder, yeah.
Yeah, try and get a murder from like the 50s or 60s. I want.
You want recent.
Yeah, I want
you
recent.
See, I prefer it when they're dead and gone, so we can be horrible about them. I don't want to be triggering any relatives.
You can still be horrible about. What are you talking about?
Well, some of them are pretty ghastly, and I don't want someone listening who goes, "Oh, God, that was me, Auntie Clara."
Oh, for goodness sakes, for 50s and 60s, we'll do one from America.
All right, fair enough.
There we go. Do a good old-fashioned serial killer from the United States of America, or a sexual criminal, something, you know. Come on, Kath. Let's go to. Have you got your phone?
What?
The,
no, it never. I've taken the buzzer off it.
No. It did the electronic buzzer, not the buzzer on there.
It never.
The phone signal buzz went. Did you hear it, Sam?
The phone. You just said say yes.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. I heard that.
I'll get stuffed. Good evening, Katie.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, very, very well, Katie. Very well indeed. I'm buoyed up by the success of Nigel there.
You know what? It's a great show tonight. Nigel is a superstar. I love him. And it's like the oldie worldie songs. You know, I want to team up with him.
Well, if you love him so much, why don't you go and marry him?
In fact, we'll pass on your phone number.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
We need to team up together and do a song together. He is a superstar.
Are you you're a bit of a warbler then, Katie?
Yeah, I am.
Mate, we got to get you and Nigel. We got to get you and Nigel singing together. And maybe
can you be my hero and sort that out?
Yeah, and maybe I'm just thinking to help promote your career, old school Hollywood style. You should get married to him.
I think so. I don't know how old he is, but if he's single and in his early 40s, that'd be all right.
Well, and he's a bit older than that. He's a bit older than that, but he's definitely single.
Hey, so the Rajar figures are out.
Yeah.
Do we know what our show is?
No.
The station is up 30% this quarter.
Wow.
That which is good. Normally we get a phone call the day before to tell us what our figures were, but no one's told me.
I sent the boss a text this morning. I've had an out, so I'm wondering whether he was in at all.
Oh, man.
No, Sam says no.
Sam says no what? What?
He wasn't in. Denny wasn't
in. Oh,
today.
Okay. Right, okay. Oh, well. Katie, we're gonna pass your phone number on to Nigel, and we're not going to tell you when he's going to call. And
we're going to give your address to Nigel, and we're going to pay for his ticket. It's one way.
No, that's fine.
So where do you sing then, Katie?
I teach singing and piano.
Oh, look, here we go. That's nice. A little bit of the Lady Manilow's about you.
Yeah, I love it. So, you know, I'm really lucky because I love singing and I love my job.
Yeah.
So it's great. Can I just say one thing? I've just had a little glass of whiskey.
Here we go! Katie's drunk! She's going to say something that she's going to regret in the morning.
No, I'm really not. My dad sadly passed away this time last year.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry.
Thank you, that's fine, but he was an exceptional man, and I went to stay up and just bring you guys. I rang you about 8 months ago. I think I saw you at the Rabbit Hole in Newcastle. And you and Kath, and it was brilliant. And
I was just trying to remember. I was just trying to remember which one was Newcastle. I remember. What was the Kath? Guess the thing I remembered about that venue.
When we went for meat.
No, no, the roast dinner we had. Oh, the roast dinner.
You were talking about that. You said it was amazing.
Oh, that roast dinner. Because I have trouble remembering where we were going. What was Newcastle? Oh, Newcastle was roast. Newcastle was
did
a Sunday roast. Oh, mate, had it all. They did a cracking roast there. If you ever that, it was the stand, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even if you're not going to go and see
that's
a show,
right,
go and have a roast there, man. It was incredible.
So good. But where was that place around the corner where we went for like a barbecue thing and they gave us a load of meat on a chopping board?
Oh, there
board?
Was like a barbecue place. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I
like Newcastle.
Know that.
Oh, are you free July the 28th, Catherine? Bear with us. Bear with us, caller.
What day is that?
That is, July the 28th is a Saturday.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah? Do you want to do a rabbit hole in Manchester again?
I go on then.
Yeah? Okay, so we are live in Manchester. We're booking a few more in. We'll be at the 3-Minute Theatre in Manchester on the 28th of July. Tickets aren't on sale yet because I've not replied back to the gentleman saying we'll take that date, but that's going to happen. Thank you, Katie. You reminded me of that.
There's a place in Ballycastle where I'm living at the moment, and it's called the Witham Hall. We've just had Phil Jupiter there. We have loads and loads of comedians going and all sorts. Maybe think about coming to Ballycastle. It'd be brilliant.
Well, is it big, though? Because we couldn't even draw 30 people to the stand.
Oh, no, you'd have loads of people there.
What? Is it in Newcastle?
No, it's in Ballycastle, which is... Kind of in the Dales. It's just outside of Darlington.
Okay. Well, all right, send me an email with it and I'll have a little look.
Oh, brilliant. All right, thanks, guys.
Was the stand wasn't it?
It was pre-jungle.
Well, let's see.
Oh,
it was pre-jungle. Yeah. It was...
But the reason we were doing the shows was to find out where we had an audience and where we didn't have an audience. And the people that came to Newcastle were great. They were staunch. They were like Katie.
They were brilliant.
But it was small numbers, but it was still worth
doing. Tell you what I really loved about that whole thing.
Yeah.
Apart from the show.
Yeah.
I love Newcastle, but I loved it when we went to Tynemouth. We went to the beach.
That was a beautiful day. And there's like a little phaeton, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was just wonderful. I completely didn't expect
it. And did you see Tynemouth Priory as well?
No.
On the hill, up on the hill?
Yeah.
On the cliffs?
Yeah, we
looked up and saw that. We were sitting in a little cove.
Gorgeous.
It was great.
I don't know.
People don't think that of the North East, that it's got some cracking beaches.
We had oysters for the first time.
Yeah.
They were bloody awful. Have you had oysters, Katie?
I had one once and I felt a bit sick.
Yeah, it's
awful, but all you got was the seasoning and the sauce.
Oh, no, it was disgusting.
Slimy and fishy.
I didn't get a boner or anything.
Oh, God. I think that's a con.
It takes a few hours, Ian, apparently.
Well, I was on that beach slapping away for ages.
Oh, for God's sake. I think it's a con. They always say that about things, that it takes, they're an acquired taste. They'll say, oh, yeah, but it's...
stuff they can't shift.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like caviar? I mean, I've just tried lumpfish roll.
I've never had caviar, no.
I think I have.
I'm gonna eat it off your body, Katie.
Please do, anytime.
God, that would be disgusting, wouldn't it? Fish
eggs.
I've said this before, I've never got the food sex combination. I can't think of it. The whipped cream, because you put whipped cream. You put that spray can cream on your hand.
Yeah.
Within about 2 minutes, it smells off. Mm. It smells off. So you put that on your fanny or your... Oh, your peanuts. Yeah, hello, Katie.
Ian.
Yes?
Did you hear that?
Are you just spraying some cream on your...
Yeah, I just bought them in the fridge.
Right, go away. You're a dirty woman, Katie. Thank you for calling. Dirty woman. She just sprayed some cream on her...
I'm assuming so, yeah, because she was still talking. It wasn't in the mouth, was it?
Oh, Katie, naughty lady. Well, it turns out that I'm being told by everyone on Twitter that Talk Radio is over 300,000 listeners for the first time. 317,000. Well, that's all down to me. No, because I'm the only one that's plugged this bloody station, aren't I? I ate a pig's vagina and got bullied by some arseholes for this radio station.
I think you're due for another one.
It would be funny if everyone's gone up and we've gone down.
Oh, don't.
It's possible. That's good news. Well, hopefully we'll get a breakdown of the show tomorrow. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.